Bonjour, bienvenue au Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. Hi, and welcome to the annual Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. From March 6th to 22nd, Canadians from all across the country are celebrating French heritage and culture, and are recognizing the contributions of every Francophone community. With the Prohibition Act of 1920, many cabaret dancers in the United States lost their jobs. Conveniently, at the same time, the province of Quebec created La Commission des Liqueurs du Québec. Clubs on the south end of St. Lawrence Boulevard in Montreal welcomed many artists, mostly from New York City. Most acts performed in the vaudeville or burlesque style. In the 30s, Texas Guinan, queen of the New York Underground, arrived in Montreal. She was a sensation and helped launch the craze for the Montreal cabarets scene all over North America. Even after Prohibition was over, the cabarets of Montreal's Red Light District continued to thrive. French and American performers frequented Montreal's many stages. Performers such as Frank Sinatra, Edith Piaf, Charles Aznavour, and many more made several appearances. The cabarets reached the height of their popularity after the Second World War. They slowly began to lose credibility as the mafia became more involved. The cabarets took another blow when television arrived and replaced it as a form of entertainment. The song you're hearing is called La Boheme, the Bohemian. It's sung by Charles Aznavour, a famous French singer, the French Frank Sinatra. Avec le ventre creux, nous cessions d'y croire, et quand quelques bistrots, contre un bon repas chaud, nous prenaient une toile. For more information on the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, visit their website at rvf.ca.